to the way they hate. And I know better than to listen to the people who are calling us names. I can feel the sun.
Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Brian, and today is Friday, January 27th, 2023, and this is episode 297 of the Lots Project Podcast, a daily look inside our journey to live outside the systems of control, and it's another daily update, daily coffee with Brian morning chat. That's all going to change on Monday, I think. That'll be something I'll be talking about this morning. Let's see, what else do I have going on? I got a contest to talk about, Fold milestone on the horizon, a little bit of a freak out about Fold, and let's see what else we can get into. But hey, good morning. Almost forgot my mic this morning. That would have been interesting to get halfway through the podcast and realize that I didn't have my mic, but without this big black cylindrical thing in front of my face, I felt weird when I hit go. Weird. GSD blend. Pound is rapidly approaching empty. I don't think I'll get another whole press out of it, so I'm going to move on to some other, I think they were experimental blends that I was looking at, that got sent with my coffee membership. And that's one thing I got going on this weekend is coffee for sure. Hey, Renegade Butcher, how are we doing this morning? Hope all is well. Hey, Robin, good morning. How are you? And I think Rachel said she was going to try to drop in. I'm guessing she's probably over on the Telegram stream. Good morning, Rachel. I hope all is well. All right. Well, it's Friday. It's been a long week. I decided to do a new contest on Fountain. I want to give away some sats. I want people to go over there and use the clip feature. The interview with Miles Wakeham, when we talked about retirement and financial freedom and all of that, was a few weeks ago. It's easy to find over on Fountain. But you clip that up. There were a ton of clippable quotes in there from Miles. Some great conversation in that video. So and the audio, obviously, the podcast is basically the stripped audio. So I figured anybody could go over there, make a clip, and the best clip I hear by February 1st, gonna win 50,000 sats. Gonna give 50,000 sats. Hey, Rachel, over here, right here on YouTube. Oh, do you have an iPhone? You're saying that she's saying she's having audio issues with headphones on Telegram. We went through a long period there where a bunch of people with iPhones were having audio issues with Telegram. And it was only the lives, like they could play audio messages, but they couldn't play the lives. I don't know if it ever rectified or what happened, but thank you for joining us on YouTube when you're having the technological difficulties. Oh yeah, iPhone, stupid Apple. Yeah, I don't know. It was weird because Corey sat here and she would like pull hers up. I think it was Carson and a couple other people were having problems a while back, and Corey would pull hers up and it would work, and he would try his and it wouldn't work, and I can't remember what it ended up being. I can't even remember if it was only headphones or house speaker. Oh yeah, it was only headphones or Bluetooth earpiece or headphones that it wouldn't work. So yeah, I don't know. I'm not an Apple guy and I don't know what they ended up figuring out, but maybe drop a message to Carson and see if he ever got that figured out. Pippinized, good morning. Good morning. But anyway, head on over to Fountain, find that Miles Wakeham interview, make a clip. I'm going to listen to him, and the one that seems the best, and around February 1st, going to throw 50,000 sats out at somebody. I know that isn't a ton. It isn't a huge, huge prize by any mean, but it's fun. It's fun in games. And, I thought I'd just throw it out there. So that's the clip contest. Speaking of sats, I've been eagerly awaiting this moment unfold. I've watched it get closer and closer and closer. And I think this weekend, more than likely, I think actually I got to get gas on the way to see Josh this morning. I'm going to go over 2 million sats earned on Fold in the last, I guess it'd be 6 months now. So 2 million sats, 6 months, and I'm just now trying to figure out the most optimal ways to use it. It's just been our daily spending and stuff like that, gas, groceries, things while we're traveling. And yeah, accumulated to 2 million sats, and I'm excited to go over that. I think I'm like 1,500 or so short. I was hoping for a really big daily spin this morning to pop me over before the show, but it did not happen. And yeah, just sitting at that 199.8 something, I think. Yeah, I was like, oh man, I had a so they were doing a 50,000 sat promotion when you signed up for Fold. And all I needed for a long time was just one person to sign up and grab their card. And I kept watching. I was like, all I need is one person to sign up. And then yesterday afternoon, I was over working with Josh and took a little break. I flipped open Fold and I was like really close, like within a couple thousand. And I'm like, wait. And I scrolled down and I got a follower or a subscriber and a card holder. And it only gave me 10,000. And I was like, oh, damn, the promotion must have been over. It still left me a couple short. But yeah, 2 million. Hey, thanks, Robin. Hoping to get 1 million by my birthday on the 21st of February. Well, happy birthday early. My birthday is coming up, I think, next week. Let me see. Is it on a Sunday this year? Huh, it's bad when you forget. Nope, not next week, week after. Close. Oh, that's right, I have an interview on it that day. So anyway, coming up, happy birthday early, Robin. I should probably mark that down so I can wish you a happy birthday on your birthday. Oh, all right. Well, yeah, that's going to be my Fold milestone. I'm excited about getting there. 2 million sats. And there was some other news about Fold yesterday, and it seemed that some people were worried about it. Some people were confused about it. We had a little discussion in Lightning for Liberty. Josh and I kind of talked about it, and I dug in just a little bit more, but there isn't a whole lot of information out there. But Fold has two functions. Well, it has multiple, more than two, but has a couple different functions as I use it at the moment. One was longer standing, which was you get cash rewards back for using your debit card in the form of Bitcoin, which is the main reason to sign up. And if you want to sign up for Fold, there is a link in the video description and the audio description with my referral link, which gets us both a little kickback of sats when you sign up and order your card. Don't forget to order your card or you won't get the sats, and neither will I, and we'll all be sad. And I'll look at my referral stats and see that like 40 people have signed up and only like 15 people have gotten the card. What good is it then? I mean, you're going to get rich on spinning your daily wheel is not going to be ideal. And if you plan on getting rich by using Fold and accumulating sats, I don't know if that's the best retirement plan. I think it's just a little extra. But anyway, that was one function of Fold, was a debit card. You load it up with your cash on the card. You spend the cash, you get Bitcoin. You can buy gift cards. You can earn more Bitcoin. We've talked about it. I've talked about it a bunch. Recently, they had added a function where you could buy Bitcoin within the app. And it was really nice. It was slow. It was slow for sure. I think from what we've gathered, they do like one weekly purchase of all the Bitcoin, and then it becomes available, and then you can transfer it to your wallet. And then when you transfer it to your wallet, it usually takes like a day. That's what I've experienced. Which, if you're DCAing, if you're dollar cost averaging, if you're buying on a schedule, it works really nice because there's zero fees. There's zero fees to purchase it. There's zero fees to send it out. Yeah. So a little trade-off there that you got to maybe wait 7 days to get your Bitcoin that you're saving anyway. I don't see the big issue. Some people get a little nervous when you don't get it right away. Yeah. Well, it shows what you bought. It's just not available. So anyway, what a great way to send part of your direct deposit to your Fold account and buy your weekly Bitcoin or your bi-weekly Bitcoin if you're buying on a schedule. You're buying $10 every other week. Just send that extra $10 to Fold, and every other Friday or Saturday, you log on with your coffee and you hit buy 10. There is like actually a little button to buy $10 worth. I think their pre-buys are like 1, 5, 10, 25, 50, 100. Like you just hit the button. Boom. Done. That easy. Well, yesterday there was a message posted in, I think their Discord channel or something, and Nate brought it to the attention of the Lightning for Liberty group that Texas residents will no longer be able to buy Bitcoin within the app as of February 1st. Okay. Yeah, so we're like, okay, what the hell's going on? It did not affect the card side of Fold. It did not affect the spending on the debit card. We weren't earning Satoshi's back, earning those rewards. All it affected is you will no longer be able to buy Bitcoin with your balance. It's regulations. I'm guessing Texas had something go into effect January 1st or whatever. I kind of dug in a little bit. It looks like the bank that backs the Fold card in Texas didn't get it in, or they did not renew their licensure with them, or however that terminology was. I was just skimming through it because I am not actually a Texas resident and it doesn't really affect me that much. I just kind of wanted to have an idea what was going on. But it's just the purchasing Bitcoin function, which until a couple months ago wasn't available anyway. So, it is what it is. It is a gray area. It is a new emerging market dealing with crypto. I was confused when they put the purchasing Bitcoin option in there. I wasn't sure how close they wanted to play with being an exchange and a credit debit card type scenario. So, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. If it ripples throughout the rest of the United States, it is what it is. I've messed around with it. I have bought a little bit of Bitcoin just to see the functionality of it. I think I bought $1 and $5. So super small. You can still buy super small amounts and no fees. So if you're not in Texas, or if you're in Texas and it's prior to February 1st, give it a try. Download Fold, go down in the video description, grab that link, click it, download the app, sign up, order the card, and then start messing around and earn some sats. It's developing. And that's the thing. I try to remember, and I always forget to say, all these apps that I talk about and services, the majority of them are brand new. It takes a while to develop, but like Fountain that I use, that I promote, that I'm doing a contest on right now, that's really new. I and a few other people in this community and in a lot of other communities are actually in the beta testing group for Fountain. They're developing as it's going. Like, there's going to be hiccups. There's going to be things that go wrong. We saw what went wrong and went sideways with Float. That was new. That was very new. That was actually in a very beginner alpha stage when we started using it. And when they released their beta version, it just went all to hell. Well, I mean, how many shit projects can you pick? Shit happens. It happens. So Fountain's relatively new. They're working on things. They're developing things. They're improving. They're going forward. They're taking a little step back. They go forward. So be patient. Be patient. The streaming sats, the free sats and all that, I'll reserve my thoughts on that for today. But check it out. Fold's new. All these crypto things and value for value, they're all new. They're all emerging things. They're still developing. So you got to give them a little grace. I know it's frustrating. It is what it is. If you want to start using things when they're new, you are going to go through some growing pains with them. And this is just part of it. So it is what it is. Sorry if you took my advice and you're not happy and you're you're not happy with your experience with whatever service it is, or you have all sorts of grumbles and complaints about it, if you don't use it. Okay. I'm trying to get in early. Anyway, so that was my fold milestone and a little bit of a freak out coming up. Renegade says he's still able to buy Bitcoin. Yeah, that's through February 1st. I think I said it was available through the end of January, Josh. Or maybe if you don't update your app. Here you go. Maybe the new app update will be February 1st and Google Play will be morons again and take them out of the App Store for a couple weeks. And you'll get extra time to buy Bitcoin because the app won't be able to be updated on your phone. There you go. So, and Josh says he'll still be, I mean, I hear what he's saying. He can still buy Bitcoin in Texas. Like, we were buying Bitcoin before Fold came around. We will be buying Bitcoin after Fold. Can't buy it in the app, depending on what state you're in or whatever. Buy it on Cash App. Buy it on Strike. Buy it on Coinbase. Don't buy it on Coinbase. But, I mean, if you have to, buy it on Coinbase. And if you don't know how to buy cryptocurrency, speaking of that, if you don't know how to buy cryptocurrency, you don't know anything about it, you want to get started, you are a novice. I stress, you are a novice. Pick up my book. Pick up my ebook. There's several ways to get it. You can buy it in my shop at thelothproject.com. You can find it on there for putting an email address in, if you look. For free, or you can get it in the Amazon Kindle store if you want it on your Kindle. It's $5. It's not bad. It is a step-by-step instruction to go from fiat dollars all the way into Bitcoin and into your own wallet. It teaches you how to set up your wallet, how to back up your wallet, how to recover your wallet on a different device, and then send the Bitcoin you learned how to purchase from wherever you purchased it to your own wallet. It is full cycle. Basically, if you follow those step-by-step instructions, you can do everything you need to do in Bitcoin. Buy, send, receive. Establish your wallet, back up your wallet, and restore your wallet. I can't think of anything else that a beginner would need to know how to do to go from US dollars to Bitcoin and have it secure and not lose it and not have issues. I think it's a pretty comprehensive guide. And if you want to check it out, you're free to do so. For an email address on the website or in our shop for $5 or over on the Amazon Kindle version on Amazon for $5. I believe the links are all in the video description. Or if you're interested, you can go to thelothproject.com and find it there. If you have any issues, definitely email me. I do consulting also, so you could sign up for that if you are more a one-on-one learner, and I will walk you through step-by-step on video or over the phone or through text message or Telegram, however your preferred method of contact is. So find that at thelothproject.com. Also, free 30-minute consultation right at the top of the homepage. We can discuss what your goals are and find out if I am even able to help you or if you're way beyond my knowledge. Yeah. 30 minutes. Let's chat. Even if you don't want to chat about that, sign up. 30 minutes. Hang out for a little while. Corey will be super excited if I start getting people that just want to sign up for 30 minutes just to chat in the middle of her workday, and she's jumping up and going around and messing around with that. I don't think it'll last very long if that's the case. But, you can sign right up there. It takes a link to my calendar, and you can book a 30-minute chat with me to see if we can help you out. Oh, all right. Let's move on. I got new neighbors yesterday. Got home from work and came down the hill here, and we got neighbors over at the campsite we stayed at when we originally got here through the woods. They got a pretty cool camper. We were looking at it from afar. It's a what do they call it? Toy hauler. It's got the drop down garage door, and then it turns into a patio and stuff like that. I can't really get a good look at it, just the angles we're at, but we can see that. And they got a dog. We'll see how it goes. It seems so far so good, and we do have a fence row between us, but it'll get interesting on the weekend because he was jaunting around a little bit over in the field, and when I was driving down, he got pretty excited about my vehicle. So I'm hoping when he sees our boys going out to going out to use the bathroom, go for a walk, he doesn't get all excited and decide to come and check them out. So we will find out. We'll find out. I'm guessing with the patterns we normally see, I'm guessing these people will be here till Sunday, rolled in on Thursday late afternoon, and I'm guessing they're here till Sunday. I hope. It's funny. We're down here in this little hole by ourselves, and the campground up on top, like the tent campground, gets full. Like we see cars coming and going, coming and going, but that's all we see is the car as they're barely rolling into the parking or rolling into the facility or leaving. You never see anybody else. If they have a bunch of people riding horses, the one horse trail that's pretty popular comes around our campsite, so we see a lot of that. But other than that, unless there's people down in the three campsites by us, we are alone. Like, it's nice, isolated, out by ourselves in this field. And it gets weird when somebody's around. So we'll go days and days and days because nobody's here during the week, usually. Very few, even on the tent side. But even come weekends, there's been weekends, two in a row, I think now. We have two in a row empty. I think two in a row this time, and then sporadic. So we'll go like 13, 14 days without having anybody around. And then somebody pulls in and sets up for a day, and we're like, oh, we have neighbors now. It's not that bad. It's not that bad. We could be at a campsite or a campground with people on either side of us within like 3 feet of us for every day, in and out, in and out, in and out. But no. No, we're pretty isolated over here. We are really happy with this spot, and that's part of our weekend plans, I think, is really nailing down. We should probably nail down February and see what we're doing, and start making plans since it's next week. So I know we've pretty much settled on the fact we're gonna stick around here longer than February 1st. We were kind of shooting for February 1st, and I don't know. We really like it here. We like this spot for the reasons I mentioned earlier, and then the landowners are fantastic. I'm still helping Josh out a little bit over there, so I got some work to do still, and we got some work to do on the camper, and we don't want to push the weather. We had some ideas that we wanted to work into our plans. They're kind of shifting and being modified a little bit, so we'll probably lay it out this weekend. Yeah, you want to lay out our plans this weekend? It's supposed to be all, I think it's supposed to be rainy again all weekend, unless it changes. But looked like it was going to be a lot of rain, wet, gross. So inside stuff won't be a bad thing to do this weekend. So yeah, we got the new neighbors. We'll see how that plays out. We'll see if we get anybody down in the other two campsites this weekend. Those are pretty popular ones. I can see why. I walk down in there, and man, they're really nice tent sites, especially for a bigger group of people. It's really, really nice area back there. They've done very well setting this campsite up, and I've learned so much to spread on to other hip camp owners that sign up for consulting or sign up for work or management or whatever. This campground has really, really stepped my game up in ideas on how to run things and how to set things up. It's a class act for sure. You can see why they have pushing 2,000 five-star reviews on their campsite. So, all right. What else do we got this morning? I went, on my way to work yesterday, I went and grabbed a cemetery. We were supposed to go cemetery hopping, Corey and I, on our 2 days off. But with the 4 to 5 inches of rain that we got, it was not a thing that happened. We sacked out in the camper and waited out the rain as the field around us just accumulated standing water, and the rain kept coming and coming and coming. And yeah, we were like, not going to go drive down some from minimum maintenance roads in a state forest in this and right down next to a lake. So I didn't get any new footage this week for my posting my daily posts of the gravestones. And so I swung in. I had seen a sign the whole time I was driving over to Josh's between here and there on one of the roads. There's actually a sign on the county road that says cemetery. this way. And I was like, oh, this must be a pretty popular one if they have a sign on the main road pointing to it. And so I knew I was running out of content. And so I told them, hey, I'm going to be a little later than normal. I got to swing over there. And so I stopped on the way, and I'm glad I did. There were some really cool older headstones, some late 19th century ones, lots and lots of CSA ones, which will, I'm sure ruffle some feathers online. I'm sure more. Those have been interesting. And not CSA as in community supported agriculture. Confederate State Army is that acronym. And people get all wound up when I post that. I may poke the bear a little bit and hashtag it up just to get the right eyes on it. No, I would never do that. I would never stir the pot or poke the bear or anything like that. But weird, when you're in the South and you're in an area and you start finding gravestones from the Civil War area, the majority of them were Confederate soldiers. Weird. It'd be almost like going to Vietnam and finding graves from the Vietnam era and going, man, a lot of these are Vietnamese. Like, what is and yeah, just the hate online for anything to do with Confederate. Like, the guy could have been the one that waved the white flag that surrendered, and the people would just be losing their mind over the fact that they're Confederate State Army. Oh, but eyes are eyes, and comments and arguments in the comments and anything like that is all traffic. It doesn't really matter what it says. It just matters that it says something. So, I may have purposely taken some more old CSA headstones, but there were also a couple of cool other ones there. So I got my week's worth of content. If it dries up this weekend at all, if it doesn't rain like it's supposed to, maybe we take a little road trip over to the National Forest and find that grave that Josh was talking about. I really want to get over there for sure. I have to go over there before we leave, just with the mystery behind it and the uniqueness of it and the location and everything. I need to document this one before we leave. So that's going to happen, whether it is just a day I have to go by myself or Corey really wants to go too, which I don't blame her. It's a pretty cool area. It's right down by the lake in the state forest over on this back road near a hiking trail. And it's like, hey, I don't mind. I don't blame you for wanting to go, for sure. So definitely need to get out and check that one out. There are a few other places I want to go. There were a few stones at the one I stopped at yesterday that could use some cleaning. And I still have one over by Josh's shop that I want to do some cleaning at. And that's probably going to be on a work day. Get over there early. The timing's weird. I'll probably just end up having to show up late to Josh's. Sorry. The morning is kind of scheduled. My mornings here are very rigidly scheduled with our beast that need to go out at the same time every day, or they get like dancing around the camper and antsy. So those chores and those things need to be done. And then it just is what it is. So now I might have to be late. No point in driving within two or three. I think that that one is within 3 miles of the Josh's shop that he uses. So, yeah, it doesn't make sense to drive over there some other time. But, yeah, that's on the list. The gravestone in the National Forest is on the list, and some other ones that I've noticed along the way. I don't think I'm going to be hitting many new cemeteries. It'll probably be revisits, cleanings, and yeah, otherwise they get kind of far away. So it is what it is. Last night we aired another episode of Lots to Talk About with Brian. Lots to Talk About last night was Jacqueline Wales. Jacqueline is such a cool lady. We had a great conversation about fear, about being fearless, about what fear does to you. She brings up a ton of great points and pointers. We talk about what she's got going on here in the future and the things that she has available on her website. You should really go check it out. It's an hour well spent. You're going to learn a lot. You're going to learn and you're going to laugh. Jacqueline has a really cool backstory. Been around the world, definitely been around the world and experienced a lot of stuff and has a lot of life experience to talk from. I think she said she just turned 71, which was super cool. She's like, yeah, I just turned 71. I'm like, holy shit, what the? Most people are just sitting around doing nothing at 71 and she is out building a new empire. Yeah, check her out. Jacqueline Wales. Episode 296 of the Lost Project podcast. Lots to talk about with Jacqueline Wells. It aired last night, so it should be right near the top in all your podcast feeds, or it is on the YouTube channel. She has bright red hair, and you might want to check out the video because, yeah, cool lady that gives no shits, for sure. She is doing her own thing, and she is definitely fearless. So want to hear an episode about fear? Check it out. Yeah, and then the weekend, like I said, we're gonna try to figure out where we're heading, what we're doing for February, get a month ahead like that. I gotta start looking at March interviews. We're just gonna forget March, whatever. We're just gonna skip to April this year. I want to figure out what kind of subjects I want to hit up for both the live guests and the pre-recorded and start targeting those, getting those scheduled, getting those recorded. I got to make a bunch of coffee content. I have all of my new brewing systems that I want to make how-tos and discuss those, talk about some coffee, start putting this big project I have together. It's going to be lots of little pieces coming out here, there, and everything. And then the whole thing will be completed at some point. And I'll be like, hey, look, I did this project and it just looks like I was just doing daily work. And you'll be like, oh, wow, look at all that. It all ties together. But I figure might as well start releasing things as I go and as they become finished. And then it just will all tie together in the end. Excuse me. But I am working on that this weekend. Also might retool the podcast a little bit. Just shake it up a little bit. I think I want to flip around the morning episodes. I'm going to go to a more... excuse me 1 minute, guys. All right, sorry, I'm back. Those little pauses. Anyway, I'm going to retool the podcast a little bit. I think I'm going to switch up the question of the day and go to I'm hunting down lists of some more contemplative questions, more in-depth, more make you think type of questions. And I think I'm going to shift it around and flip it and put it at the front of the episode and lead with that. Discuss that for a good 5-10 minutes and then probably do a soft break in the live and then go on for the rest of the show to talk about, the normal stuff, whatever we got going on, whatever I'm thinking about, projects we're working on or things like that. But the lead in is going to be a good solid 5 to 10 minutes of me basically sharing my thoughts on whatever question I come up with. At that point, I'm going to break that out and put it as a standalone podcast feed. I will still be uploading the full episodes to the podcast feed they're going to, the Lost Project podcast. I haven't come up with a new name for the other breakout session, the other pull out section. But I just want to get it out there for people that are looking for more like a 5 to 10 minute episode that don't want to listen to the 45 minute rambling, 40 minute or whatever it ends up being. If they just want to listen to that question, it kind of max out at 10 minutes. Maybe it's 5, maybe it's 10, but it's short, sweet, and all information or opinion, I guess. I also might set up a dedicated feed for my interviews that I'm doing a lot of now Mondays and Thursdays to make it easier for people to be able to find just the interview shows. I've been messing around with trying to set up like seasons and different things like that with my host. The functionality with my podcast hosting is limited. I am on a free plan, grandfathered in from a long, long, long time ago when they were just starting. And so I'm grateful for that, but it limits me to one podcast on there. It limits me to some, and basically I can do seasons. And I don't know if I want to mess around with that. So I really went back and forth. I talked to Josh. I talked to some other people. I talked to Corey. And I think I'm going to just start up, not starting a new podcast. Basically, I'm starting new podcast feeds on Anchor. It'll be one for just the morning conversations, one for just the interviews. And then the feed this is on currently will be everything still. Like, I'll just release everything to this feed. But if anybody wants to niche down into the more targeted episode type things, yeah, they'll be available. And then they'll all funnel back to the website or this main feed. So I think I got to try to get that knocked out this weekend. I got a bunch of interviews to put up. And then I have a bunch of questions I got to come up with and kind of get those out. And I'm going to mess around with some other things as different social medias become available for live streaming and this or that. I might do like a teaser pre-show on TikTok or I'm coming up with some new ideas. So yeah, try to expand listeners. Anchor, I know even with their free stuff, you may have to listen to ads, but they also promote your stuff to people. My podcast host doesn't do that. They're just a podcast host. But Anchor, because they get to use your content's yours or theirs. There it goes. They push it out there because they want to play their ads and they want to make money too. So why not take advantage of that and circle everything back? So that's kind of the weekend plans for me. It's going to be a lot. It's going to take a bit, especially getting set up with all the questions, getting those podcasts set up, getting everything uploaded, and then just digging into our plans for hitting the road. And I'll be wide awake because I'll just be making coffee all weekend, and Corey is going to be ecstatic about that, I'm sure. Especially being locked in the camper with me and the three boys, and yeah, we'll see how she's doing on Monday, guys. Oh, anyway, let's start wrapping it up here. Product of the day, item of the day. Yesterday I did the Rexine dash cam, and today I'm going to the other end. Going to do that backup camera system that I bought. This is ideal for people with a trailer they want to see behind, like an enclosed trailer or a camper or fifth wheel or whatever. you get one camera that hooks up on the license plate. It's really convenient for hooking hitch up. You can adjust it so it just sees the hitch. And then there's a second camera that goes on the back of the trailer. Wireless cameras, it comes with a repeater. It's nice. And then the dual screen in the middle, you can do full one camera, full the other camera, or split screen with one of each. It's great. It's like under $200, and it was easy to install. No running wires. It's all contained. You basically set it up and plug it into the power, and away it works. So it was great for sure. Definitely check that out. There is a link for it in the video description and the audio description. And if you use that link, even if you don't buy that backup camera, as long as you're going to Amazon and going through that link, it gets you tied into our affiliate account, and we get a little kickback for anything you buy, so we definitely appreciate you doing that. And that's the backup camera that we used. It was a generic. It's not a high-end electronic equipment name that you would recognize anyway. It is just a generic cheapo from China, I imagine, but it's definitely working, and it is what it is. If you're looking for something for a solution like that to be able to see behind your camper, we were able to wire the camper camera into the taillight. So we were able to power the camera anytime we turned on the headlights. Otherwise, you tie it into the reverse, and so it the camera only activates when you're backing up. And I was like, hey, it might be handy to be able to see behind that camper if even if it's not, even if we're not backing up. So I tied it into the headlight power, and Corey always drives with the headlights on. So anytime that the vehicle is hooked up to the camper and the headlights are on, that camera is on, and we can switch on the screen and look at it. So guy too close, guy riding too close. Do we have enough room to merge? Stuff like that. Yeah, just turn the camera on. You can see behind the camper, which is very, very useful. So check it out. Check it out. Could come in handy. Question of the day. It's Friday. And yeah, might be a last question of the day at the end. I'm still going to be doing question of the day. It's going to be a little different. And like I said, probably at the beginning, I will still be putting it in the Telegram group and spreading it around socials. So I hope you still want to participate in that. But I think I really like to answer the question myself and then hand it off to the community. And yeah, so that's what we're going to do. But this week, we're going to end with Friday normal question of the day. What do you have planned for the weekend? What do you have planned? You got big plans coming up. You have nothing at all. You want to sit around. Is it going to be crappy weather? You're going to want to be inside. Is it going to be beautiful? You're going to want to be outside. Yeah, there's all sorts of options, and no, there's no right answers. So head on over to the Lots Project chat on Telegram at t.me/lotschat. That's t.me/lotschat. Find that question of the day. It's pinned every morning after the show gets done. Answer the question. Stick around for the comments. Stick around for the conversation. Great, 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 great bunch of people. Not a group of people I would rather hang out with than my Telegram chat. And if we could all somehow all land in one spot one time and have a big old conversation, I think it would be pretty crazy and very productive and very rewarding for sure. Because yeah, great group of people that interact like adults and can have conversations and arguments and disagreements and still come back the next day and talk like human beings. It's refreshing. It's refreshing. It doesn't happen in society very often, but somehow this conglomerate of people came together and can actually have adult conversations. It's fantastic. I appreciate you all, and I love seeing that interaction and in participating in it for sure. But thank you to everyone in the Telegram group. If you want to be a member of this and you are not a dick, because yeah, you'll probably get kicked out real quick if you're a dick, head on over to t.me/lotschat, t.me/lotschat, and join us on the Telegram chat. Otherwise, I'm going to put the question of the day up there on all the socials, and you can find it on TikTok and Facebook, Instagram, or nope, I don't put it on Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Last couple days, I have been woefully bad at recording my question of the day because I've been doing other things. Anyway, what do you got going on this weekend? Question of the day. Normal Friday question. Other than that, Jacqueline Wells was on last night's interview. And coming up on Monday, I have a gentleman I'm going to be talking to about living in a tiny house. So that should be cool. I will get everything prepped up for that and a proper promo for it on Monday morning or maybe over the weekend if I get a chance. And join us. That one will be live. Missed the live interview last night. Oh, by the way, if you're still listening and you entered the 1,000 subscriber giveaway and you haven't checked your email, do it because you might have won something and haven't heard back from probably half of the people that won stuff. So get in touch with me. Check your spam folder. Check your trash folder. Check your promotions folder. Anywhere other than your inbox, I imagine, especially if you're using Gmail. Somebody is using GeoCities. I didn't even know you could still have that. But anyway, check your email, guys, and you might have been a winner. Otherwise, I'll probably have to give the stuff away to someone else. But get back to me. Reply to the email. Let me know where we can send your prize because you're a lucky winner and we want to get you your stuff. All right. Well, I'm done. We're almost to 45 minutes. I got to get out of here. I got to get my day started and then get over and help the butcher package up some sausage and head into the weekend. As always, guys, thanks for listening. And you can always find me at thelostproject.com on Twitch, Telegram, YouTube, Odyssey, Rumble, Gab, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Fountain.fm, and all the other podcast 2.0 value for value exchange podcast players. It's been a great week. I've enjoyed it. Had two extra days off with my beautiful bride, and that always makes the week better. I'm going to roll into another 2 days off with her here in a little while. 7-8 hours. She'll be done. I'll be done. And we'll roll into the weekend. I hope you have a great weekend, and we'll catch up with you later.